little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Have you got a little questionnaire that you use for memory?
I usually use a 6C8.
Do you? Yeah, okay. I'm quite a fan of that Australian one, the one that...
GP cog, isn't it?
Yeah, with the GP cog, you're either not cognitively impaired, definitely cognitively impaired, or you have to ask a friend, and I quite like that one, and I think she's going to be in that middle category. So, and if it's that, I would always review them.
One of the ways we can practically do it is maybe ask, can you see the nurse for getting GP cog, get the blood test done, and come back and see me in the next appointment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you do that? Do your nurses deliver the GP?
Yeah, they can. Anybody can do it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these sixes, I mean, the ones that have kind of got out there are fairly, are doable. You don't need them.
Obviously, it's very difficult to do that in CSA, I think, but...
I think it's absolutely appropriate in CSA to be delegating to the rest of the team. You've still got that team. What I quite like, and it's usually quite realistic to get a feel for what the problem is that might be triggering the memory, and it's often not dementia.
Yeah.
It's often distraction, anxiety, depression, and you need to be checking for that throughout the consultation. But asking this simple GP cog questions, which is just asking them to memorise three objects, distracting them in some shape or form, whether that's drawing a clock face or spelling the word world backwards, and then ask them those three objects. And if they remember all three items or get two items right and the clock face is fine, then you're probably not concerned at all. But if there is still remaining concern from either the patient or the relative, then you would probably delegate that next appointment, mm-hmm. possibly to your practice nurse, to go through a full mini mental state examination. And if there was concern, then the investigations that would go mm-hmm. along with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just going back to CSA, I actually did have a case with a memory case, and so it's quite a good idea just to be able to do the GP cog with because I actually had to do it during the examination.
Did you?
Yeah. And it was, she scored really badly on it, so.
That's good, isn't it? And you had to do that because, I mean, I would never trust that to memory.
Yeah.
Ironically. that's interesting. You can't access, because in the real world of the consulting, it wasn't on your iPad.
No, you didn't have anything. At first I just said, can I bring you back? I'll bring you back to do that when I've got the test. But then...
Sorry, it's a mini cog as opposed to the GP cog. So
it's the three question one.
It's just the three question one, which is even possible for a GP who's starting to progress.
Yeah.
Like myself and yourself, Malcolm.
Yeah.
That we can still remember.
Smooth because that came into practice since I was in practice, whereas I understand what you're saying.
So is that the easiest one, the mini cog, is it?
Well, the problem with the mini cog is it's not quite, it hasn't quite achieved either. You know, Emma, I've looked into this. It's much better than nothing. It's much better than just saying, can you remember anything? But unless you're very confident, you are advised to use two most recommended tools, a 6-sit and the GP cog. You don't want to go for the whole... Well, and the interesting thing about MMSE is that it was not designed in a primary care environment. So although we use it, it's probably fine. Nobody's ever actually tested it properly in primary care. Whereas GP cog and 6-sit were devised, one in Australia and one in the States, specifically from community reference groups like ours. They were designed by GPs for GPs, basically, those two. The three question one is the best short one. There are two or three other proposed short ones, and that three question one that you're talking about, I don't remember what they called it, it's Minicog, Minicog, isn't it? The Minicog it is the best of the short ones.
It has validation, but it's maybe not as sensitive.
Oh, exactly, it's not, that's it. It is. But I'll take your point, if you're doing an initial assessment, it's slightly surprising in the CSA that they wouldn't let you have access, because, you've got it on...
You have access to computers
in the consulting. It's quite real world, but, what you should do is know... Because it would be obvious if you were completely naff with the... Do you know what I mean? If you were using it for the first time in the CSA, so supplying it to you is...
I couldn't remember, I just asked a few questions.
I guess the most important thing is to make sure the patient is safe immediately, at least.
Yeah.
Not wandering around in the streets.
In the CSA, that's right enough, because you could always signpost it, it's clear that you've got problems. I'd like to assess this formally, I've got a nurse that's going to do that for you, but just right now, Is that what you're suggesting? Just right now, I need to check these. So.
Yeah, make sure you're safe to go home, type thing at least.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.